Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Oh, it starts tomorrow on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the KJM 10K giveaway. What's a sidebar 17. About? Trying to give the people $2,500 an hour starting tomorrow.
We were talking about
that $2,500.
How are you going to spend 20, it?
Singles and big bills. That's what we were talking about, the difference between.
I see. What's a big bill? What is that? What's the big bill denomination start at?
A Benjamin.
A Benjamin is.
Yeah.
A buck.
I never see. You ever actually see a bill larger than 100, like in your hand? You ever see one? Not in a picture or something? I haven't.
A bill larger than 100?
Yeah, there are larger bills.
There's a $500
bill. $1,000 bill, all types of.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man.
Why do I not know this?
I know you of all people.
Exactly.
You got to get that from the Treasury Department.
Yeah.
You got to get that from
$500. Whose face is on a $500 bill?
I don't know.
Google this with my.
But there's
Twitter
not
fingers.
A whole lot of them, I don't think, right? In circulation?
No, it couldn't be. I've never seen one in person.
Never seen one in person.
If there's a $500 bill, you need five of them. If you text the winning word to
if somebody had one, would you
777000?
Woodrow Wilson on the $100,000 bill, Shannon? There's a $100,000 bill?
Yeah.
Would you accept that if somebody gave it to you?
Six discount.
Oh yeah,
this continues.
Legal
tender.
Somebody gave it to you with
denominations.
Yeah, man.
And you would give them five.
Let's try it. Here, try.
You would give me my $500.
What?
If I gave you a $500 bill, would you cash it for me and give me?
No, I don't need a five. What am I going to do with a $500
bill? President William McKinley on the $500 bill.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this
have
looks
you ever had
fresh.
Counterfeit
money? Well, I need to get yes.
You know what I asked him?
He said no. I said yes.
No, I asked him, has he ever had counterfeit money? He was no.
Oh,
quick.
Yeah. Back in the day when you're a young kid, Max?
No.
I had to counterfeit $2 bills.
You had what? Counterfeit twos?
I'm not trying to get y'all.
$2 bills.
I'm not trying to get y'all to incriminate yourselves.
I was a young kid.
Who would counterfeit a $2 bill?
You never had a $2 bill before?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's not counterfeit.
You've never had a $2 bill?
I've had a counterfeit.
I've had a bunch of those.
Yeah.
$2 bills.
Yeah. $2 bills look fresh.
Yeah.
This $500 bill look fresh. I'm gonna need that.
Have you ever had the quarter, the dollar that had
the silver dollar,
the silk, but it was like
Susan B. Anthony.
It was shaped. It had like a weird kind of shape to it.
Yeah.
You might be thinking of a subway token.
No, I'm not thinking of a subway token.
He's from LA,
man.
Weird
shape this dollar, and you got on the train
like,
with it.
It's kind of shaped like a stop sign.
Yeah. I don't want to say octagon.
Yeah, it's like an
octagon.
I
that's what I wanted to say.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, look at that.
I'm surprised you haven't had all these different currencies in your life. You know, this
counterfeit. No, not me.
Surprised that I haven't. All right. Be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Free cash, man. 10K giveaway. Let's go.
Yeah, by the way, ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest storyline of the first half of the NFL season? Lots to choose from. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. One of the bigger storylines going forward for the season will be, where does Odell Beckham Jr. wind up?
J.
Odell Beckham Jr.
J.
Or do you just want to call him ODB?
I wish ODB ship has sailed. However, I wish they would have done ODB.
We can call him that on our show.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, it's our show.
Odell
Beckham
Jr.
Yeah.
Word on the street, I'm a suspect. I can't help it every time I hear it. All right, listen. Jerry Jones, he's the Dallas Cowboys owner, Jay. Owns the Dallas Cowboys.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
I think you heard me.
Listen to what he had to say about Odell Beckham.
We have all the appreciation in the world for what he is as a competitor. I know that the cowboy star on that helmet, when he puts it on, could look pretty good. We should be aware that he's coming off this injury, but he showed he can do it and do it well last year. My experience has been when we've brought a veteran player in, they hit the ground running. I think that you're looking at a player that his experience far outweighs any of that ambiguity involved with how's he going to fit your system.
See, that is interesting to me. Two things that Jerry Jones just said on 105.3 The Fan. That's where the sound's from. Key and Jay, two things he said. One was, when you have a veteran That far outweighs, he said, not knowing your particular system. That was one. And two is, because he came back from the same kind of injury at the level he did, that makes Jones confident that he can do it again. Key, what do you think of those 2 points?
Of course. I mean, you're talking about a smart football player. So he could describe OBJ, whatever y'all want to call him, as such, because he's smart. A lot of players, you just think because they're veterans, they can roll into systems and they pick it up right away, hit the ground running. That's not necessarily true. With him, he can certainly do it. He's shown that. He's hit the ground running from the Giants to Cleveland, but the quarterback issue, then he left Cleveland to the Rams, and obviously he picked up from there. This is what I was talking about yesterday, and I feel like Jerry Jones was listening to our show, even though he didn't give us the credit, that Odell Beckham's, it fits best in Dallas out of any of these other places. You know, not only the weather that Jay talks about with the injury, when you look at the Kansas City Chiefs or you look at the Buffalo Bills, those are outdoor stadiums in cold weather, but just his presence with those younger receivers, him understanding how to run routes, how to do certain things, it makes the Dallas Cowboys so much better offensively whenever he gets there. And Jerry talked about when he puts that star on his helmet, so that tells me he might already be there.
That's what I feel like it's already a done deal, Key. I really do. I mean, you're going to tell me schematically how it fits right for the Cowboys, right? And I agree with you in every sentiment. Just think marketing-wise. When I think about the Dallas Cowboys, I think about Prime. I think about the playmaker. I think about guys who had the bravado, the personality from the wide receiver position, Keyshawn Johnson to a degree, that just fit.
To a degree?
Well, I mean, because I think about you more with Tampa or the Jets than I do with the Cowboys, for sure. But I'm saying guys that fit into that culture,
yeah,
and they allow it to be like – theirs. They own that territory, well, and that's what OBJ
is. The one thing the Cowboys are, Jay and Max, is like college. They recruit. The veteran players recruit.
Yeah. Mm. Think about his career and look back at it and imagine he never played for the Cowboys versus he did everything he's done so far plus balled out for the Cowboys. It takes it to another level, right? What are you looking for in a new team, Odell?
Whether it's, you know, Buffalo, whether it was – you know, Green Bay calling the Cowboys, with a reunion with the Giants. Yeah. Like, I want to be able to spill, like, my last, you know, I'm not saying I only got 3 or 4 left, but yeah, these next 3 or 4 years into something where I could buy a home. Like, I can call this place home. Yeah. You know, I'm tired of living out of too many suitcases.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know, like,
yeah,
it's just not, I've done the rock and roll life.
I've done the rock and roll lifestyle.
Rock and roll life.
So that tells me New York is out.
Just had a kid.
New York is out, and he wants to be.
And the Rams ain't going anywhere this year.
Rams ain't going nowhere. Green Bay ain't going nowhere. You know, Buffalo, Kansas City, Dallas. But again, you factor in weather and all of those sort of things, that just eliminates them to me.
Key, I just, you know, every time I go to Dallas, man, I enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's a good place.
I rock with Dallas. I like that. And I know it's hard for me as a Giants fan, even though I'm a fan of multiple teams, as we clarified in the show.
Are you picking up the Cowboys
now? No. But I've always rooted for Dak. I want to see Dak win, right? So, like, I think I take more of the NBA style and approach to NFL teams, like individual players. And that's where I see how it fits, man.
Yeah.
See, there goes Key again. And here goes Jay with the Dallas.
What
I do now?
Man, you slick.
I can't be a fan of individual guys.
I've always rooted for Dak.
No? Yeah, I have.
If I wanted to be messy, I will bring sound back on you so fast.
Why?
You ain't always rooting for no Dak.
How did I not always root for
Dak? Not that you was rooting against him like that personally, but you were rooting against the Cowboys, so therefore you're rooting against Dak.
No.
I think you're confusing him with me. That's certainly
me. That's Max Kellerman.
I root against all things Cowboys, for sure.
Well, you're going to be rooting against OBJ because that's where he's going.
Damn. I think you're right.
It's easy proximity.
What?
Not even a question.
It's easy proximity to Louisiana where he's from.
L.A.
I mean, come on.
It's a little longer flight than you want it to be from L.A. and from New York.
When you're in a G450? Yeah. When you're in a G450, it's not a long flight.
Well, that's 220.
A good point. All right. What's the biggest storyline of the first half of the NFL season? And is the Packers season salvageable? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, it's Keyshawn Johnson from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. They told us we can give away anything we choose. So, we're giving away cash.
You want to talk about money?
We're giving away $10,000 a day. And all you have to do is listen to us for a chance to win.
Be listening at this time tomorrow for your chance to win with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
291 yards, one touchdown, three interceptions. Remarkable.
Unbelievable.
In a terrible way.
If I was one of his damn teammates, I'm going to criticize him now because he played horrible today.
I've been counted out many times in my life, as have many of my teammates. I hope we just dig deep.
Keyshawn, J. Willem X, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. That's where we are, ESPNU. You can download the podcast. We're on your smart speakers. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and you can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Biggest storyline of the first half of the NFL season. Key, give me one.
Ooh. Man, one, I would say the failure of – I'll start with the season of failure of Russell Wilson.
That's I mean, I'm with it, except because they haven't played in like 2 months. They're not in my mind.
But it's been going on since week one.
Yeah, it's a huge story.
I mean, it was a huge story. Who did they beat in London? Like Jacksonville or something like that?
Yeah.
Jacksonville, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Outside of that, it's just been – he's been a meme like every week, right? People been poking fun at him. He did the airplane exercise. I mean, it's just been a whole,
all right,
a whole thing.
Yeah. Jay, you got one quick?
Yeah. I mean, it has to be Tom Brady for me.
Right.
I mean, I feel like every year is Tom Brady, but in particular this year, going through what brother went through, man.
That's certainly crazy. Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Jeff in Pennsylvania. What else? What you got? It's the biggest storyline of the first half of the season.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have to say the fall of the mighty Aaron Rodgers.
Good one.
Nobody is happier than I am right now, just as a football fan, not as a fan of the Chicago Bears or anything, but Aaron Rodgers showing that he is absolutely human and showing everybody that has said that he was going to be the MVP, that the Packers were going to be the Super Bowl champions, absolutely got it. I told you so. I never believed it this year.
Look, it's a big – I mean, we could point out success stories. Geno Smith, to me, is an enormous story, right? Mm-hmm. The Giants turn around. Daniel Jones, enormous story. The Jets – there are lots of success stories, but people like the disasters. So Key points out Russell Wilson. Jay points out Tom Brady. And Jeff in Pennsylvania points out Aaron Rodgers, who, by the way, made his long-awaited debut on the Pat McAfee Show. Well, listen to this.
I always believe in myself first, and I bet on myself first to go out there and to impact the game and to be great. And I still know I have that within me, still the reigning, defending two-time MVP.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless who's out there with me, guys want to come battle. They know where to find me.
Hell yeah.
I'll be in the center of that huddle, expecting greatness, trying to inspire the best I can, and laying it on the line.
What is Pat Hell McAfee yeah. part of
Hell
the congregation?
Yeah. Preach.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, like, was that man. Pat who said it, though?
I guess it was Pat. I don't know somebody who it was, but somebody in the background.
Well, they're very excited to finally get Aaron Rodgers on the show. You know how that is. He's never been on that show before.
Why did he have to mention he was a two-time?
Reigning and defending.
Like, why did he
back
do that?
Because he's a four-time, but he's back-to-back.
No, but
what he's saying, like, I think, go ahead, Jay, go ahead.
So look.
But I've never seen or heard anybody, like, at his level have to remind somebody that I'm the MVP, I'm the man, and you're in this position where your team not even going to make it to the playoffs.
Here's what's telling to me about this whole situation. I'm not saying anybody on their team is at the same level as the guy I'm about to mention, but, like, did you pay attention to the way Tyreek Hill rode for Tua this offseason this year, right?
Yeah, he convinced all of us how great Tua was.
It's like us riding for each other on this show. Like, we're going to ride for each other. Where are the teammates that are riding for Aaron Rodgers? Have you heard any of them? Have you heard any of them speak up?
Crickets.
Loud?
At least as far as I can tell, crickets.
I never hear Green Bay Packer players ever say anything anyway, though.
Yeah, unless it's just negative about Aaron Rodgers.
If somebody
was coming under fire, and that, like, a teammate's going to eventually step up and say, I just think that's fast. That's interesting to me. I'm just paying attention. I'm waiting for somebody to say, you know what? This is a team thing. It's not on Aaron. Like, I don't know. Maybe I need to do more research and more due diligence.
No, it's not that you need to do more research. They just, for some reason, I just feel like Packer players – just don't. Only person really talks is Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers. Devontae Adams used to say stuff, but that's really it.
Who would be in a position to, like, think about this for a second? This is part of the problem with the team. Of the receivers with the standing to feel like they could say something.
Randall Cobb talks, but he's hurt.
Right, but Randall Cobb, I'm talking about like a guy in his prime who has that kind of gravitas and the bona fides, right? Like, it's he's going to say, none of the rookies going to say anything, right? Who's going to talk? Aaron Jones going to say something? Who's there, really? Bakhtiari's in and out of the, you know, on and off the field?
Yeah, but you don't need to be an offensive guy to understand what Jay is saying. You don't need to be an offensive guy to say, look, it's all of us that's struggling. It's not just Aaron Rodgers. You know, we got to do our part. He needs to do his part. We need to play together and fight together. We've been in this position before together. We got full confidence that we're going to turn it around because he's our leader.
But maybe they would if Rodgers' point didn't seem to be. To my ears, what that sounds like is, I'm a baller. I got the hard way. I just won back-to-back MVP. If these dudes want to show up, I'm right here. Can we listen to the sound again? Listen closely. Listen to what he – let's break it down, what he said. Play that sound
one
more time.
It's not about us. It's about me.
Yep, listen.
I always believe in myself first, and I bet on myself first to go out there and to impact the game and to be great. And I still know I have that within me, still the reigning, defending two-time MVP.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Regardless who's out there with me, guys want to come battle, they know where to find me.
Hell yeah.
I'll be in the center of that huddle, expecting greatness, trying to inspire the best I can, and laying it on the line.
I wonder what made him say that.
Yeah, what was the question that prompted it? It's a good question. That's a good question.
Which part?
What's the question that prompted him?
But he focused on
himself first, and it was almost at first like he had to give himself confidence. Like, I know I still got it. I know what it looks like, but I still got it. Look, I'm the back-to-back MVP. But then it transitioned from, I know I still got it, almost defensively, right, and talking himself up, to it sounded to me like questioning, do these guys have it? If they got it, I'm right here.
I mean, I don't, the conversation is weird to me. Because I've never saw somebody at his level or heard somebody at his level have to talk about the hardware of MVPs. I've heard them talk about their championships, but I've never – that was just weird to me.
You imagine Patrick Mahomes ever giving that speech? I can't imagine
that's what I said.
Patrick
never,
Mahomes ever saying, I'm the MVP if these guys – you know.
I'm not saying
it's just weird to me
at all, but I kind of see like MJ sometimes. Maybe not like that, but
– yeah, it's true.
That kind of reminds me a little bit about
I've never heard Michael Jordan say, I got all the MVP trophies.
Not
know
publicly, what else, Jay? But like privately,
here's
I heard
the difference.
Jay talk
well,
that
I
way.
Talk but yeah, to you privately like, about. Stuff.
I agree. I'm just trying to think of somebody that kind of.
Here's the difference. No, you're right, Jay.
Number. My name's yes. Yeah, I got
MJ is a great one. That is very MJ. I got you know. Stephen A. tells a story about how someone said something to Michael Jordan. Someone has to bring their A game and. And MJ was like, just someone bring a game, right? Like none of these guys have game. But here's the difference. Michael Jordan was never sorry like this. He spent his career never sorry
That's why I was just thinking of somebody that sounds kind of like that in my head, never comparing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but what I mean is, MJ. So when he said it.
Struggling.
Yeah, right. Yeah, when he said
sorry.
It, he wasn't
I
trying
put
to.
Sorry in context.
But, say struggling.
But when Aaron Rodgers is saying it. It's coming off defensive because he has to defend what's happening recently, right?
Yeah. But he doesn't need to defend it that way, though.
That's right.
That's exactly yes, that's what makes it extra
that's
defensive.
Why I'm like, okay, what does this mean? You know, what
well,
does it mean?
Well, there are people calling him washed. There are people out there saying, oh, he's washed.
But so, if you call me washed.
I hear you. I know.
You want to know the question, guys?
Yeah, I want to know the question.
Pat McAfee asked Aaron Rodgers if he thinks the Packers still have it.
Okay. You said Packers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So then he should be talking about the Packers and not himself.
Well, he's starting with him. He's like, I know. I still got it. Oh, what about these dudes?
Wow.
He packs.
I need to hear the whole sound.
Funny.
I need to hear it all.
We want to hear from you. What's the biggest storyline of the first half of the NFL season? By the way.
Wow.
I'm going to give you my quarterback list because yesterday we were arguing about it. From one to Kirk Cousins.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU, SiriusXM channel, lady.
Man.
So, guys.
Come on. Yes, Jay.
Why you always setting me up, Yates? Every
Jay
time
Will.
I told you, every time Ja Rule, come on, y'all be doing this on purpose, man.
I don't even put two together.
I put it together every time because you know Key looked right at me like
very down on Ja Rule. I don't know why.
Ja hot, man.
All right, whatever.
Fire Festival is
fresh, man. It was
Fire Festival.
I was gonna look at that the other day on Netflix. I just didn't.
Bull just got out too, so
yeah.
Loading part two.
I might check it out. See what you did wrong.
See. Here we go again. So, let's move on. So one to Kirk Cousins, Max.
Yes. Ben Lieber, former NFL linebacker and Viking sideline reporter, was on this very program, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, just yesterday and said this.
However you feel about Kirk Cousins, we all understand that he's not Josh Allen. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not one of those guys. We all understand that. But I think we've seen a lot of Super Bowls being won by quarterbacks that are not top five elite quarterbacks. And I think that Kirk Cousins, I think he's a top 10 quarterback. You've got a lot of weapons on this team. This defense continues to get better. They're getting after the passer a lot more. They're stopping the run a little bit better. This is a team that's trending in the right direction, and Kirk's a big part of that.
All right, so it's time to rank the quarterbacks.
I'm the smartest guy in the box, so I like that too.
Key's real rankings.
Oh, and sometimes.
Well, remember, they're my real rankings, yes. But I'm not ranking them.
Yes.
Max is. My name is in it.
Why'd you hijack his sound and everything?
I just like the brand. Since it's Key's real rankings, I just happen to be doing them right now. All right. Top NFL quarterbacks. This is one to Kirk Cousins. Now, I'm going based on what's happened this year, okay? Number one is Patrick Mahomes. Number two is Josh Allen. No one's going to argue. Number three so far this year, I think, is Tua Tagovailoa. I give him extra credit for bouncing back from those concussions. I have number four, Jalen Hurts, who's been fantastic, who is on a loaded team. He's been great. Lamar Jackson, who's worked with very little and gotten excellent results with it, as always. That's five. I don't think you could quibble with three, four, five, where they're all ranked, but no one's arguing with that top five. Here it starts to get interesting. So far this year, I think Geno Smith is six. Justin Herbert, 7. Joe Burrow, 8. Dak missed time, so he's 9. I got Justin.
He missed time, so that makes him 9?
Yeah, he missed time. He drops down.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Justin Fields at 10. I know he's very raw, but he's been keeping him in games basically by himself. Now, let's talk about after the top 10. I'm still not at Kirk Cousins so far. Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett has played at least as well as Kirk Cousins, probably a little better. Marcus Mariota, same thing. Tom Brady, for all the talk about his impending doom, Tom Brady has thrown 2,500 yards, 10 touchdowns, 1 interception. He's in first place. I mean, those are facts. Say whatever you want. Those are facts. Jimmy Garoppolo, 14. Daniel Jones, 15. Fast, dropping dimes.
You're dying on
and then I, and then even though, look, I'd rather have Trevor Lawrence, whatever, but watching them this year, Kirk Cousins has played better than Trevor Lawrence, I think, by a little bit. I got Kirk Cousins 16. So I don't have him top 10. This year I have him 16. Now, we could redo the list in terms of quarterbacks without paying attention just to this year, but he still wouldn't be top 10. Aaron Rodgers this year so far, probably like 18 or 19, something like that.
Okay. So what Max has done, Jay, so that terms of the slickness that he is doing right now, the way that he phrases this and comes up with this list to convince you that Kirk Cousins doesn't belong on the list is by saying this year. So therefore, he takes guys like Aaron Rodgers, who's struggling, Tom Brady, who's struggling. By the way, Jacoby Brissett is not the 11th. Or what do you have, Jacoby Brissett?
Hell no.
You got Jacoby Brissett at the 11th.
Max, no, he played well this year.
This is why I like to dig deep with Max. Max,
yeah.
Tell me what you mean where he's played better than him. What do you mean?
He's played well. He's made better decisions. He's gotten excellent results. And by the way,
he has 7 TDs and 5 interceptions on the year.
But that does – okay, but you know what? You want to talk about stats? Do you want to talk about stats, Jay? Because you're using stats. QBR takes that into consideration and a lot of other stuff. I just put QBR up. He is – what did I say? Brissett is 7th in the league in QBR. You know where Kirk Cousins is? I have Kirk Cousins. I have him 16. QBR has him 18. 18.
Well, here's what I would say. I want to get off the statistical side of the QBRs and all that sort
of
stuff. Because when you start talking about QBR, Tua's number one on the QBR list at 80.2.
Yep.
No one's taken Tua over Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. So the QBR doesn't.
Wait,
Cooper Rush's QBR?
Hold on. Cooper Rush missed a lot of games. But
He wasn't playing.
He played in a lot of games. Cooper Rush.
But Cooper Rush just missed what? He missed the first game and 2 games. It's like
Cooper Rush.
He's 8th in QBR, Max.
Cooper Rush, not Dak Prescott.
He's eighth in QBR. Is he, is he top 10 quarterback in the league?
No, because he was playing like a top 10 quarterback this year? Yeah, he was. He was playing like a top 10 guy. Yes, he absolutely was.
But here's what I would say, though.
Man. Hold on. Let's go back. Let's go back to QBR for a second. Because Jay brought up See, what people do with me all the time in these arguments is they start to bring up traditional stats to make their point. That's what Jay did. I didn't mention the stats. So if you want to bring up stats, we're going to bring up the right ones.
But I don't want to bring up statistics. The reason I don't like bringing up statistics, because again, there's nothing I like Tua. So all the Miami Dolphin people text Jay or whatever y'all do.
We get it.
I like Tua, but nobody is going to take Tua.
But you're quibbling. You're quibbling with something. Let me show you what. Let me just get this out, Key, because I think I can actually convince you.
I think I can actually convince you.
You're right. I'm not taking Tua over Patrick Mahomes.
But his QBR is better.
Right. So let's talk about that for a second. It may not put people, when it's close, exactly in the right order. But let me ask you this. Are the top six quarterbacks so far this year, in some order, Tua, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Geno Smith, Lamar Jackson, and Jalen Hurts?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Those are the six guys.
Yes. Yeah.
And guess what? Those are the top six in QBR. So it's not – nothing's perfect, but it correlates well. It correlates better than other statistics with who Keyshawn Johnson thinks is the best.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
But because Kirk Cousins' QBR is less than theirs, doesn't put him in a position this season –
doesn't disqualify him, sure.
It doesn't disqualify him, put him in a position to not be a top 10 quarterback. His team is 7-1. And a large part of that is Kirk Cousins. I'm not in love with Kirk Cousins by no stretch of the imagination.
Nor do I hate him. I think he's mid-pack. I think he's a mid-pack quarterback.
But Max, like,
I got him 16 out of 32. That's right in the middle.
You have Marcus Mariota over him.
Mariota's played well.
But the problem
– Mariota's – in 3 of 4 games they won, he's at 13 passes or less, man.
Okay, but that's still decision-making, following a plan. He can't control that.
Let me tell you something here, Max. The problem I have with your list, as you use my name and I'll get the blame for it,
yes,
is that you have him at 16.
Mm-hmm.
That's not realistic.
You got Justin Fields at 10.
I think that's exactly right. He's right in the middle.
You have Justin Fields better than Kirk Cousins. Justin Fields is not
better. Did you just see what Justin Fields did?
He's not better than Kirk Cousins right now.
Okay, if you put Justin Fields in a situation that Jalen Hurts is in right now, he wouldn't be Jalen Hurts yet, but how would he be?
But
he'd be a good player.
But
he's not
in that situation, so he can do what he can do.
But my whole point, though, Max, Jacoby Brissett is not as good as Kirk Cousins this year.
Oh, well, no, this year he's played well.
I don't think Kirk Cousins has. No, they were calling for Jacoby Brissett's neck the other day.
I just want to take calls on this the whole day. That's all I want to take calls.
By the way, there's another list.
But wait, hold on. Let me finish again.
That would include Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady.
Let me do the max.
Go ahead.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Rather have him than Kirk Cousins. Easy.
Look, man, I like Jimmy too. But he's not playing like Kirk Cousins.
Well, except that he took over a team that was like, oh, my God, what's wrong with them? He took over that team, and now everyone's picking him to go to the Super Bowl. Why is that?
No, everyone picking him to go to the Super Bowl because Christian McCaffrey came.
Picked up.
Wait a minute.
And they got a defense. So ain't nobody picking them to go to no damn Super Bowl with no Jimmy damn Garoppolo.
That may be.
And I like Jimmy.
Okay, that may be what it seems like. Let me just mention.
There is no scene.
Go look at the Caesars
Sportsbook?
Let me mention.
Wait, hold on. Max, I'm going to do you like you do me.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Let me finish here. Go look at the odds before McCaffrey came and when he left. I mean, when he got there,
guys,
how they drastically they changed.
Can someone in the control room look that up? This
control
is what I'll
say. Control room.
Control room.
Did I say loom?
All right, listen. What did I say? All right, look. Here's the thing. Same Niners team before McCaffrey, right? When it was Trey Lance.
That was one game.
They looked bad.
One game.
When it was Jimmy Garoppolo, even before McCaffrey, they looked good. When they got McCaffrey, they looked much better.
They do a much better job when Jimmy Garoppolo has been under center than the young kid in Trey Lance.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
But nobody was picking them to go to the Super Bowl.
If you put Garoppolo.
Another one. We all love Justin Fields on this show.
We've been pushing him to play,
build around. He's had one game this year, Max, where he's thrown for over 200 yards.
But you're using stats again, Jay. I'm trying to get away from that. If you want to use stats, I'll look up where Justin Fields is in QBR.
I'm not going to use stats. I don't use stats. I use my eyes.
Justin Fields is 13th in QBR. He's way ahead of Kirk Cousins.
Just say this is my top 16 list of QBR.
It's not.
Because you just copy QBR. No, that's what you made your list out of.
No, I didn't, Jay. That's the thing. I don't even refer to it until you bring up numbers. And when you bring up the wrong numbers that don't tell you the whole
wrong numbers.
Because they just give you a little slice of it. I'm bringing up a number that tells the whole story. I don't have Justin Fields 13th.
And another
QBR does.
That's why you have him 10th.
As I'm looking at your list, your trash list, as I would say, not mine.
He's real rankings. That's all I know.
You got Daniel Jones at 15. Daniel Jones is better than Jacoby Brissett, man.
Yeah, I should maybe flip-flop them.
What do you do now? Now, all of a sudden, you
because,
should
Well, this
Wait,
list,
hold on.
This list came, the idea
Jones,
is before you get to Kirk
Daniel
Cousins,
Jones
how many guys?
Daniel Jones is better than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Wait a minute.
What are you doing?
Because this list is this not about, year? This list is not, Boop, I didn't put a lot of thought into where they rank, like 13 or 14, the idea was start naming quarterbacks until you get to Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's fine. Right. No, you mean until you get to Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins.
And that's fine
or
the
Jimmy
way you
Garoppolo,
did.
Except
one of them makes deep playoff runs.
But my point is,
this year,
you started naming these quarterbacks before you got to Kirk Cousins, but you put these dudes below some of the other dudes they should be in front
sure,
of.
Sure, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
That's probably right. Yeah.
I'm looking at it. I'm like, ain't nowhere in the world I'm taking Jacoby Brissett
over Daniel
Jones.
Me neither. So, but because I'm really putting this together. Let me just name the quarterbacks before that I would say I have him or Kirk Cousins. Who am I taking this year so far? So I'm not putting a lot of thought into who's 12 and who's 15.
Why put the list together?
Well, because the idea is here are all the 1, 2, and 3, I'm thinking of who's the best. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then after that, it's, yeah, this guy's better than Kirk Cousins, this guy, in some descending order. Right? I agree. If I could do it again, I put Daniel Jones ahead of Jacoby Brissett.
As much as I like Geno Smith, I don't know that I'm putting him in front of Justin
I just want to go back to Chicago for a
so
second,
So far this
guys.
Year, yeah, a little
You
bit.
Know when Chicago fans were begging Matt Eberflus to let Justin Fields throw the ball for over 20 times? Just begging.
Okay.
Dying. Like,
is the only job of a quarterback to throw the ball?
No,
if you said thrower of the football,
your job of your quarterback is to get your team in the end zone and don't turn the ball over.
Yeah,
to get wins.
That's the job of the quarterback.
So if you said thrower of the football, Kirk Cousins or some of these guys, the answer would be Kirk Cousins. That's only one job of the quarterback, even if you think it's the most important one. But that's okay. There are different ways to get it done.
So it translates to wins. Like that's what you're doing based upon like do they win games?
Does
winning matter for your?
They have a loaded. They have a loaded team, and they've won a lot of close games. And for that, Kirk Cousins deserves credit. I think he is right mid-pack quarterback. I think if you took a lot of mid-pack quarterbacks and put them on the Vikings, they'd be more or less the same. A little more, a little less, depending on which way the ball bounced. Okay? But he's not. Now, I could redo the list and take out guys like Brissett based on how they're playing this year and talk about just who's better last 3 years, body of work. He's still not top 10. You're still going to come up with 10 dudes before you have Kirk Cousins.
Brissett's playing style this year doesn't make him top 15 either.
Mahomes, Josh Allen, Tua. I would take Geno out based on the last couple years, right? Lamar Jackson would be in. Jalen Hurts based on the trajectory of his career.
Right now.
That's 5. Justin Herbert is 6. I would take Joe Burrow, obviously 7. Brady and Rodgers, 8, 9. Dak Prescott, 10. So there are 10. Those are 10 guys no one would even argue with before you get to Kirk Cousins. How do you get him in the top 10?
And that may be true. Let's find out what the callers think about
what
we're doing with the story.
Who do you want to hear from? Cam?
I don't want to hear from you in this list no more, Max. So I want to move on.
Edwin in Virginia. Edwin in Virginia. You're on with Jay, Will, and Max. Keys Real Rankings. What's your reaction, guys? Go ahead, Edwin.
Hello?
Edwin, you gotta listen to the
radio
phone, not the radio, brother.
Hey, how's it going, man? I'm sorry about that. How y'all guys doing this morning?
What's going on, Edwin? What you got?
Oh, man, I think the worst is Green Bay this year. I mean, they lost 5 in a row, and they're about to lose another one to my Cowboys this week coming up.
Yeah, although the way the NFL works, would it really shock everyone if the Packers somehow won that game? Right? The NFL's right when you're supposed to lose the game is when you win.
No, I don't see the Packers winning the game.
Well, I don't either, but.
No. Dallas can't let the Packers win that game.
It's the kind of thing.
It's the kind of thing that Dallas would stub their toe.
Stub their toe.
It starts the whole narrative all over again. See, just when you think something's going to go right, something goes wrong.
By the way, in a way, that would really show me something.
I don't think Dallas will lose, but it just is one of those deals where Dallas could roll in there and get popped. Because they think that you got a team that just lost 4 in a row, that they're down. Five in a row that they're down, and you could just step on them.
No, the most impressive win for Dallas this year for Miki was the win against Chicago because they did what you said. They destroyed a bad team.
Yeah, and so but Green Bay's not a bad team. Something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They got talent, just something's wrong. But what Dallas has to do is they have to put them out their misery, though. Mm-hmm. You can't go in there and let them hang around. You got to just go in there and annihilate them and treat them really bad. Mm-hmm. Really dog them out and treat them bad.
Cody in Illinois, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Max is
morning,
crazy.
Fellas. Love the show. Max.
Yes.
What is with you, man? You are crazy. Kirk Cousins, middle of the pack quarterback. The Vikings are killing it. Why aren't you giving him more credit?
Well, I mean, I think Daniel Jones is a little better than Kirk Cousins. The Giants are 6-2. They're one game less than the Vikings. I don't have Daniel Jones in the top 10. He's a mid-pack quarterback. I have him at 16. QBR has him at 18. You may have him at 13. But it's all in the same, as Key would say, bucket, more or less. I think he's mid-pack. If you think he's toward the top of the mid-pack, fine.
Don't have people thinking
it's Key.
Me.
It's Key's real rankings.
He's in the middle of what Key would say. Hey, Key didn't say this. Key didn't make this list.
Do you have buckets of quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Right. And I'm saying what people don't even understand they're really arguing with me about is where in the bucket I have Kirk Cousins, he belongs. Toward the top, middle, or back. But he's in that bucket.
He's not at the back of the bucket at 16.
All right, so where do you have him? In the front of the bucket at 13?
Yeah, but that's better than 16.
All right.
You do the math. You went to Columbia.
You could easily argue Kirk Cousins as high as 14, 13. If you love Kirk Cousins, I don't even think you can get him at 12. But all right, somewhere there.
Don't try to just he going to just
I have him
whatever.
16. As I said, the advanced metrics have him 18. I have him 16.
I thought we weren't talking metrics.
I don't care about the metrics. I want Tyler in Minnesota because I want to hear what he's got to say. I want to see what Tyler got to say in Minnesota.
Max, I love
you. Sound like he might be a Vikings fan.
You are the best.
Go ahead, Tyler.
I am from Minnesota, but trust me, not a Vikings fan. Let's go Pack, go, baby. But just saying, Kirk Cousins, if he had Keyshawn Johnson and Warren Sapp, he's basically Brad Johnson. So that's all I got to say about that.
What do you think, E?
I mean, Brad was good, so that means Kirk good.
Was Brad in shape?
Yeah, Brad was in.
I saw Kirk without a shirt on. He might not be Brad Johnson.
Brad was a good athlete, though. He's a basketball player, Florida State, and everything.
Yeah, Kirk's having a good season. He's pretty good.
Kirk might got a better arm than Brad, though.
Mm-hmm.
Brad, tell you, turn around and look at 20, because I ain't going to get it there.
At least he knew it, though, right?
Oh, tell you. Sure, that's 20. My dog, man.
Chris in North Carolina, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I happen to be a Minnesota fan.
Oh, my God. Chris, are you calling from the past? Where are you right now? I can barely hear you.
I'm in my truck. Hold on.
Sound like you're calling from a payphone in New York in the 70s.
He's calling from his truck. He's on the road, man.
All right. He's got to go out the window. There he is.
There you go.
Hey, I happen to be a Minnesota fan, and I think the list is a little comical, Max. Justin Fields, Jacoby Brissett. I don't understand where they came from. But I would say, you know, maybe 12, 13. I agree with you there. But what about adding a piece like Odell Beckham Jr. to Minnesota? You think that would put Kirk in your top 10?
I don't think they need OBJ, though. I don't think he could. It's not enough balls to go around for him because you got Thielen. You have
Jefferson.
I think
Jefferson. Minnesota's
got what they need,
that's
right?
What I'm saying. So I don't think that
they got Hockenson. A good team.
Hockenson. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think that there's a fit there at all. Although Kevin O'Connell was with the Rams last year, so there's some familiarity in that system. I don't know who their third receiver is off the top of my head.
You know, let me just say another thing about like the rankings and stuff. Trevor Lawrence. I would take. Would you agree? You would take Trevor Lawrence over Kirk Cousins going forward?
But is it about?
But I didn't put him there.
But now we're projecting where we're going.
Max, I would take Justin Fields going forward over Kirk Cousins.
My point is, I'm not taking Trevor Lawrence over Kirk Cousins at this moment because I've seen Trevor Lawrence in positions to win this year make too many bad decisions and also not have touch on the ball, Kirk Cousins has nice veteran touch on. I put him ahead of Trevor Lawrence.
He was just at the prom 5 years ago.
My point is, if you put Trevor Lawrence on Minnesota, they might be better, right? Trevor Lawrence might be better than Kirk Cousins right now, but I'm giving Kirk Cousins credit for being better than Trevor Lawrence right now. I'm not just like anti-Kirk Cousins, although the Brissett thing, you have a case.
Why you keep
you have a case to drop Brissett below.
Maxson's very defensive right now.
No, he doesn't. He just wants to. One of the things,
shoulders are up by the ears.
No, we're not defensive. I do this.
Yeah, you do. That is true. You cross the legs.
He's not defensive. What he's doing is trying to convince us that his list is right.
That's
and
right.
He wants to prove a point.
Yes.
The list is garbage.
It's great.
I mean, it's not
it's Key's
good.
Real rankings.
It's Key's, see,
I would
it's
not.
The framing. He does it
Key
to me
maxes.
Every day.
Maxes.
Real rankings.
What else is new from being framed?
Hey, you know, what I thought at the beginning of the NFL season versus what I now know, we're halfway in. We're going to get into that.
Who's framed? What else is new by
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max?
Being framed.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.